Here we go, and we're live. So last week was the worst week of 2024. I believe the Dow has the worst week in a year since March 2023. And then over the weekend, Iran attacks Israel. So this morning, lots of uncertainty. How will the markets react to this? And also, what does it do to our positions? And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Monday, April 15th. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And boy, I mean, last week, bad week for the stocks. And I mean, today, first looked better, but now turning around. I mean, we have to really dissect what's going on here right now.
Sure. And so I think that you have to start with Friday. And it was a negative week for the markets, just like you said, Marcus, but it became clear that investors really weren't interested in being long the market going into the weekend. And this was because there were reports that with almost certainty there would be an attack on Israel by Iran. And that's what happened over the weekend.
It happened. It happened Saturday night. 300 Iranian drones attacked Israel. Israel said that 99% of those were actually eliminated. And now the big question is, how will Israel react to this? I mean, will they retaliate? What is happening there in the Middle East? And of course, I mean, this has an effect on the markets. This is where uncertainty is creeping in. Okay, what will crude oil do? What does this do to logistics, right? I mean, there's right now a no-fly zone there. Duh, obvious. If drones or missiles are flying through the air. So this is where, okay, it just, how are markets reacting to this? And this is where we see this morning, at first, markets were shrugging it off, kind of hoping that Israel would stay put and not retaliate. But now some nervousness is creeping in and we're almost at the unchanged mark from Friday.
Sure. And, you know, it was a optimistic start. And I think a lot of it had to do with the attack being limited or minor in damage, right? And so there's still some uncertainty as to what Israel's prime minister will do in the actual response. But maybe because most of the attack was thwarted, that the attack or the response would be minimal. I mean, this was where there's still uncertainty, but we have two issues right now. And that's one, inflation, which really sent the markets lower last week to begin with. And then this geopolitical conflict and concern. Historically speaking, these little geopolitical issues are short term. But the inflation battle, that is the bigger picture, the bigger picture issue for the markets right now, for the U.S. markets.
Yeah, and see, I think we talked about it last week. So market participants like to focus on one thing at a time. And right now, there's a little bit too much going on. So number one, we have the pesky inflation. However you spell this, you get the idea. We can spell it like this. Then we have also right now, earnings season just kicked off last week. And we have the conflicts in the Middle East. So usually, you see, market participants are kind of like single-minded. And last week, it was all focused on inflation. So the idea was, this week, we only focus on earnings, but then we have this conflict popping up. And this is where, as you said, I mean, market participants didn't want to go long into the weekend. Look at this. We are actually touching the 50-day moving average right here. I mean, we touched it, closed above the 50-day moving average, but right now we are moving towards it after we have been above the 50-day moving average for the longest time since November.
Yeah, and I think that this pullback is a good thing big picture because it welcomes new opportunity. And that's where right now there's just a lot going on. There's volatility in the market, which I do think is a good thing. If you look at crude oil, it seems like traders have shrugged off the issue in Israel, right? Because if there were greater concerns that there would be, you know, shutdowns to, you know, in the Middle East or that these tensions would escalate substantially, then crude oil would be higher, right? Now, crude oil has rallied substantially, but I think it's kind of a buy the rumor, sell the fact right now.
Yeah, but I mean, we haven't still heard any official position from Israel. And we talked about it this morning with our mastermind members. I mean, we know that most attacks are being launched at night. Right now, it is Israel probably late afternoon, early evening. So, I mean, this is where I think everybody is just a little bit in wait and hold pattern. Also interesting to see that gold actually, I mean, making new all-time highs last week. And this morning, slightly pulling back, Bitcoin pulling back below 64,000. I mean, this, it seems to be a little bit more of a broader sell-off. On the other hand, we see that yields are rising.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, this is where with the inflation data and concerns there and the Fed keeping rates higher longer, that's definitely something that we would expect. I mean, even today, if we get past the geopolitical tensions, we had retail sales come in much better than expected. So if we go back to the economic calendar, this week, it's going to be about earnings, but this was a positive report, just showing that the economy remains strong, which, again, doesn't necessarily help rates and what the Fed wants.
Right.
A slightly weakening economy would be a good thing for them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, looking at the heat map, I mean, everything is kind of mixed right now. However, Tesla is sticking out like a sore thumb here, down 3.74% this morning.
And this is a little interesting because they announced that they will cut their workforce by 10%. And this would be its global workforce. There you go. Elon Musk said, "There is nothing I hate more, but it must be done. This will enable us to be lean, innovative, and hungry for the next growth phase cycle." So, I mean, sometimes when you have these, workforce cuts, it actually helps stock because you're cutting on costs and then profitability could potentially increase. Not good for the employees getting laid off, but sometimes it's a good thing for stock. But looks like traders don't think this is a good thing, at least at this point.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is where, again, Tesla, the poster child, and just growing and having one innovation after another, right? I mean, first we had the Tesla Roadster, the first electric power vehicle. Then we had the Model S, and they had the Model Y, the Model 3, the Cybertruck, right? And this is where, I mean, everybody thought that Tesla might be like Apple, just going up forever. And now hearing that they're actually laying off is indicating trouble in paradise here. And this is where, yeah, traders and investors this morning, not liking the news, the initial reaction. And I mean, as I said, Musk said it there. He's looking for a lean and mean machine here to get to the next chapter. Right now, traders and investors are not buying it just yet.
Speaking of some stocks on the move, Marcus, we have to look at Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs reporting earnings this morning. And, well, pulling back a little bit, but this morning, a jump higher. I think we were up like almost 5%.
Yeah, look at these earnings. Just a real great quarter for Goldman Sachs. The earnings per share up substantially. Also, better revenue. They said that this was fueled by trading and investment banking for Goldman. And a nice beat.
Yeah, you see, and the interesting thing with Goldman is that they did not provide an outlook. Now, on the other hand, on Friday, we already had JP Morgan providing, reporting earnings. And they also did fairly well. But they said, well, this year it might be a little bit trickier. And Goldman Sachs didn't say anything like this, at least I haven't seen. And if you're not providing any guidance, everybody believes, oh, it'll be good. It'll just keep going up. And this is why Goldman Sachs up this morning. But with the overall market moving lower here, if you look at a 5-minute chart, also Goldman Sachs pulling back a little bit.
Sure, sure.
Well, another one pulling back is Trump Media and Technology Group. I mean, look at this. What a slide. Another 17% this morning after they reported that they will issue millions of more shares. And right now, I think was this the day when they really went public? I mean, this was when it was announced that they are actually merging. Previously, what was it called previously? I can't remember.
There was a DWAC or
DW or DMLC, I think DW, Digital World Acquisition
yeah.
Corporation. I think that's what it was. Anyhow, then it becomes DJT. Started trading at $70 right now. $27. Ouch.
I mean, take aside your political, opinion. This was just destined to be painful. I had some people asking about it, and in fact, it's like a rare like short candidate, but it's so expensive to even borrow shares that that made it tricky. But it was almost destined that this was going to be overhyped, just like many IPOs are, right? So that's just almost expected.
600% interest to borrow it, to short it.
That's crazy.
Anyhow, all right, let's talk about our positions. And first up, let's talk about the wheel positions. Apple is up first, and Apple, we sold the 170 puts a couple of weeks ago. We got assigned, we sold the 170 calls. Apple rallied last week on rumors that they are developing AI chips now, as well as Nvidia and the rest of the world. Also this morning, well, slightly down here, but we see coming off the lows, and this is where we got called away. So no more Apple for us.
And I was looking at a possible roll, but there just wasn't enough. It shot up so quickly and went well beyond our 170 strike that it just the premium on the further expiration after buying back the 170 just wasn't there. So called away and looking for a fresh start.
I'm interested in selling the 170 puts again this morning, only the 175 available. A bit earlier with our masterminds, we saw the 170-250. Not too interested in this, but when the 170s become available, I'll do it again. This was a good trade.
I got it got close, but at the same time, approaching the week, I have some open positions on. I'm not, panicking, but I could we both agree that there could be some volatility. So it had to look real good this morning to get into something.
Yeah. CSIQ not getting any love with interest rates or yields still moving higher. CSIQ is moving lower. So, well, we'll be in it for a little bit longer as it seems. NEE this morning, first looking good, now pulling back a little bit, still around the unchanged mark. This morning it was up. So we need to see how this shakes out. I still like the idea that we are trading at these levels. However, the trend line that we had kind of broken. So right now, the 63 level, and we talked about the 63 level quite a few times, right? It becomes an important level right now. Previously, 60, oops, that's not what I wanted to do. Let's do this again. Let's see if I can draw a straight line, right? 63 acted as resistance again. Then now it hopefully acts as support. So that's what we want to see. And yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens here. Our break even at 67.07, cost base is 69.50. So continue to march higher, NE.
Yeah, that's the plan, and I still think that right now with the market environment that we have, this is holding up nicely.
Yeah. UPS, UPS, yeah, these geopolitical tensions don't help UPS, especially when you hear that there's now no-fly zones being established. I mean, UPS being a global carrier, of course, being affected by this. So this morning, still up on Friday, massively selling off. I think on Friday we were down, what, 2.7%. I don't want to say massively selling off, but yeah, after we had a nice recovery right now for UPS. Hoping that these tensions in the Middle East hopefully get resolved fairly quickly and soon, and then I believe that UPS will continue the rally.
When you have delivery interruptions in certain parts of the world, but then also higher crude oil prices, there's going to be some pressure. and just a little shift in that story, and UPS could look a lot better.
Yeah. WTF, oh my gosh, this morning we had so many great WTF signals. AIG, IBM, JP Morgan, Target, Kraft Heinz, UMP, I mean, all of them great, and we're full because we like to trade around 5 to 6 positions with our WTF based on the buying power that is needed. And right now I have exactly 6 in my portfolio, and I think it's the same for you, right?
Yep. So we are looking for a couple exit signals, and this morning it looked a lot better with the stronger open, but things settling a little bit. Still waiting to get out of some of these.
Yeah, ABBV still up. We are entitled to a dividend because we were the shareholder on record on April 12th, which was Friday. So we're getting $1.55 being paid pretty late, May 15th. I mean, come on. I mean, this is 4 weeks later. So we'll see what happens there. Autodesk this morning also opened up higher, pulling back here. So right now also we entered at 247.59, right now at 235. Needing to wait to pull higher here also this morning. Look at this. I mean, all of them look great, pulling back a little bit right now with the overall market. CCP seemed to have found some support at 67. Monster Beverage, again, Monster this morning all over the place from being massively higher to massively down to right now being down 0.6%. Definitely some volatility here in Monster Beverage.
Yeah, that one moving a lot, and it's unfortunate because it was really, really looking good this morning.
Yeah. And then we have Ross Stores. Ross Stores also today with the overall market down a little bit, 0.4%. And AT&T, symbol T, looking better this morning right now. Still up, but very unchanged. So definitely we have to wait what happens here over the next few days. No exit signals yet. And since we are in these 6 positions, couldn't take any of these other 6 positions that popped up today.
Yeah, but that's how it goes with position sizing sometimes. And I know that other traders were able to take advantage of a couple of these. I think they're all great.
Yeah. All right. So as you can see, a lot going on. We'll take a look here in a minute of what's happening in the S&P. But I mean, since last week I was traveling, wasn't on my game. I thought right now it's time for another dad joke. What do you think?
Let's do it.
So yesterday the police knocked and said that my dog is chasing a kid on his bike. I said, "No, that can't be. My dog doesn't even have a bike."
That's what you do to us.
All right, so
That's what you do to us.
right now, as we can see, open higher this morning, still falling. Seems that we have found some bottom here, and I think what will be important today to see, all right, what's happening here around the 50-day moving average. Will the 50-day moving average hold as support, or will it break? And we see that often the 50-day moving average, especially when it is tested the first time or the second time, it holds for a few more times, and we might continue our rally. More often than not, it seems that the 50-day moving average holds as support here. While we have to probably go back a little bit. Yeah, here we see another example that quite a few times, see here when we pulled back, it first held, then was broken, held, and then eventually, once it is broken, we might see actually a 10% retracement, maybe, which would be technically a correction. So what do you think? Will we stay above the 50-day moving average today or not?
I think we're gonna just stay snookered right there for today. And
I also believe above the 50-day moving average for today, but could happen that we dip slightly below. I mean, on Friday we dip below and then moved higher, so could happen. But this is a, I think this is a pretty healthy retracement that we are seeing here. So far, it's only like 3%. I mean, if we think about a possible 10% retracement, I mean, this would be all the way taking us towards 47.50-ish, something like this. So we're far away from this. But yeah,
Sure.
Let's see what happens. We'll keep trading the markets. And if you enjoy what we are sharing here and what we are doing, we really appreciate it if you could give us a like. We cover what's happening here. If you feel that this is worth sharing, even with these very bad dad jokes, click on share. It's right underneath.
Don't judge the show by Marcus's dad joke today, please.
Rate it on everything else. It was only 15 seconds. Anyhow, and then we'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.